In the news update for May the 25th, 2022, on this early morning edition, part three, continuing on with Owen Schroeder, the War Room, and then we'll start hour number one of the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. All right, and of course, we're broadcasting on XM Radio, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we are on all the cool podcasting places where you can find us, and we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Pocket Cast, we're on Pocket FM, just to name a few, a lot more, Google Cast. So if you're looking for something, click on that, and of course our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it, folks. And of course you can share our URLs, you can tell people about us, you can pray for us, and you can help us by making a donation. You can do it through the Spotify app by downloading the Spotify app. By downloading the Cash app on your phone or tablet through the Mac, through the Apple Store, or the Google Play Store. And you just simply just go there where it says search and type in this ID, $ Michael De Silvas, but it's capital M-I-K-E-L, capital D, small e, capital S-I-L-V-I-S. Tell how much you want to give and just simply send it. It's simply that simple. When you use the cap, you know, use the Cash app, you can go in there and say pay and then say, and then look to who you want to send it to. Put $ Michael De Silvas. That's capital M, small I, K, E, L, capital D, capital small E, capital S, small I, L, V, I, S. And it's all one word, okay? And of course, you can donate through the telephone by calling 252-833-9067 to make a debit card or credit card donation. We can send you a ledger and actually make it so that you can have it for your Schedule K taxes. So you can actually get a little bit back by sharing your love. We need to raise over $800 this month for our new 100 Church of Christ online ministries. If you would like to help, or is there any wealthy donors out there, just use the Cash app on your device or make a phone call. That's once again 252-833-9067. All right, and we'll give you more details there when you give me a call. Appreciate it. And help keep us on the air and doing God's work on the Church of Christ online ministry site. Let's finish up with the War Room, and we'll come back with hour one of Alex Jones Show. Here we go.
Stroke, blood clots, heart attacks, all of it. So first you get COVID, then you get the heart attack or the stroke. All from the vaccine. But don't worry, that's not stopping them from selling it to you, because they haven't been brought to justice yet. They've only killed 30,000 people with the vaccine, so what's another 30,000? Pfizer says three COVID shots protect children under five. Under five. They want to blast your kids with a synthetic experimental DNA modification injection that is certainly going to destroy their immune system at a very young age, and then making them susceptible to all kinds of diseases the rest of their lives, instead of building up their immune system when they're young, like they're supposed to be, eating dirt, digging in dirt, chewing on their thumbs and hands, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that kids do, we know it. It's how they build their immune system. Well, now it's getting wrecked by the vaccine, so they won't have an immune system, so they'll get older and catch every disease, like, say, monkeypox. Oh, you caught monkeypox? How did you catch monkeypox? Well, I'm triple vaccinated. I have no immune system, so now I get monkeypox. As monkeypox panic spreads, the real headline from the Washington Post should be, as the media spreads monkeypox panic, doctors in Africa see a double standard. And so the Washington Post, it's racist, folks. It's racist because, oh, look, monkeypox has been going around in Africa for years. Doctors have been dealing with outbreaks of monkeypox for years. It still has, I think it's a 95% survivability rate, even in Africa. But they're like, hey, we've been dealing with monkeypox forever. But now that the West is dealing with it, it's a big deal. See, that's assuming the media actually cares. No, it's not about monkeypox. It's about fear. It's about spreading fear. They don't care about monkeypox in Africa, just like they don't care about monkeypox in Europe or the West. They care about fear.
They want to control.
They care about putting people in fear.
Yeah. They don't want you thinking.
That's what they care about. So it's not a double standard. Oh, why do they talk about monkeypox in America and not Africa? because they want people in America to be afraid. And it's the same outlets funded by big pharmaceutical companies that fund the fear-mongering and promote the fear-mongering in television. But, oh, the Washington Post says it's racist to care about monkeypox in America and not Africa. No, it's called propaganda, you see. It's called propaganda. Oh, we do have an image, though. Bill Gates is searching. He is searching for monkeypox, folks. He is really looking hard. He's digging for monkeypox there, and he's getting a little bit of help from Anthony Fauci here as well. They'll find that monkeypox. They'll find the monkeypox no matter how deep they have to dig. They will find it, folks. Uh-oh, but it's homophobic. It's racist and homophobic, folks. It's racist and homophobic. Grindr alerts users to look out for monkeypox, telltale rash. So that's the gay app, and it's spreading amongst gay people or people having sodomizing each other. So they say, hey, you know, look out. You know, you might not want to engage in sodomy. There's monkeypox going around. Oh, now I shouldn't engage in sodomy. Oh, but all the diseases prior that we knew and, you know, oh, but now monkeypox. Oh, Grindr sends out monkeypox alert and urges gay and bisexual men to be aware of rashes. Hey, you know, still stick your male member in someone else's butthole, but look out for the rash. Yeah, we really care about you. It's just madness, man. But see, they're not going to do the monkeypox panic because that's racist and that's homophobic, you see? So I don't think monkeypox is going to be the next big thing. Of course, they'll drive fear, they'll hype it up, maybe try to sell you a vaccine or something, but I don't think this is going to be the big one. It's too homophobic, it's too racist. But the World Economic Forum is letting you know they're going to rewrite the whole education system because of COVID. Oh, and it's 69 million teachers, so they're letting you know they're all going to be gay too. The new report, Catalyzing Education 4.0, develops a framework for reimagining the learning experience. Ah, yes, the globalists that love you so much, collapsing the planet, putting you into bondage. Following the pandemic, the need for new assessments, technologies, and a newly empowered teaching workforce is greater than ever. 69 million teachers, and then they'll 69 with your kids. And so they make the virus, they then hype it up in the media, they then conquer the world with it. See how that works? It's amazing, isn't it? Every stinking time. And then every stinking time, there's a Democrat to lie about it. Here's Nikki Freed, Democrat in Florida. She says, Florida is less free because of Ron DeSantis. But here's the same bimbo on multiple occasions talking about how they need mask mandates and vaccine mandates and mandates. But, oh, Ron DeSantis is making it less free as you're calling for mandates. You must be a liberal. Why can't airlines find pilots? Oh, that's right. Hundreds of pilots have died or become incapacitated because of the vaccine. Airlines struggling to find pilots, considering lowering requirements for new hires. So now they're cutting the hours, cutting the experience, all of it, because they're out of pilots. They're out of pilots. They're dropping dead or they're incapacitated because the vaccine, folks. I mean, they have really done a number on us with the man-made virus, COVID, and then the deadly vaccine. I mean, folks, they are going for broke, man. I'll tell you, I don't know. Has there ever been a time of worse evil on this planet? I mean, Jesus has got to be coming back soon. I mean, God has got to be intervening soon. They make viruses in a lab that kill people. Then they make vaccines in response to the virus that they made, and they force them on you that also kill people. I mean, Jesus.
Ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, and actually I've got an update for you, breaking news. It's going to be Alex Jones and myself from 7 to 9 p.m., extended broadcast tonight, 7 to 9 p.m., and then we're going to be joined by Ted Nugent. So Ted Nugent live tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. And we'll be covering the fact that Democrats want to disarm you in a time of violence. So it's like, hey, you're about to go into a war zone and Democrats want to make sure you don't have any body armor and no gun and no ammunition. So they want you to die. In other words, it's a death cult after all. Yeah. And so that's all coming up tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at band.video. And the links will be on the homepage of Infowars.com. And of course, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfowarsStore.com. And so folks, just understand, the crew already works 12 hours a day here, pretty much every day, 7 to 7. And so when they do extended broadcasts, they're just really putting it all on the line. And so go shop at InfowarsStore.com so that we can give them a nice, big... George Soros, he wants to tell you what he thinks about the situation with Russia and Ukraine. And he said this during the World Economic Forum meetings just... it would have been last night there, but today, here's Soros.
The invasion of Ukraine didn't come out of the blue. The world has been increasingly engaged in a struggle between two systems of governance that are diametrically opposed to each other: open society and closed society. Let me define the difference.
Slavery
as simply as I can.
He wants to enslave.
In an open society,
slavery.
The rule of the state is to protect the freedom of the individual.
As they mandate vaccines.
In a closed society, the role of the individual is to serve the rulers of the state.
So take your vaccine and disarm yourself.
Other issues.
Which is what they put.
Concerning all of humanity, fighting pandemics and climate change, avoiding nuclear war, maintaining global institutions, have had to take a backseat to that struggle. That's why I say our civilization may not survive.
He is such an evil man.
Yeah, so that's a threat that if they don't have their way in Ukraine, they're going to launch a nuclear war against Russia. But, you know, you've got this clown squad of James Bond villains up there, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Albert Bleda. This cast of James Bond villains up there telling you how they want to conquer you. Oh, open society versus closed society. No. You push wars on us. You push famine on us. You push poverty on us. You want to disarm us. You want to force us to take medical procedures. Fuck you. How about that? Close that caption. And they say, oh, we want to open society where the government loves you so much. And then everything they promote is oppression.
Right. And it's not open.
And the whole concept of the World Economic Forum, Build Back Better, Great Reset, is to enslave you. Human freedom is done. I mean, this is the conclusion they've reached. Human freedom is done. Human freedom is over.
Yeah.
Industrial revolutions empowering humanity is a thing of the past. Now, we're having our industrial revolution. We're having a rewrite of society as we know it. 99% of humanity will be in the poverty class, eating bugs, living in pods. And then the world elite will run the whole thing, keeping all the resources and energy and means of production for themselves on a global scale. That's why they talk about globalism, because they know they can do it on a global scale now. Sick of these bastards.
I am too.
Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros want to tell me what to do?
No.
Get bent, a-holes. See, that's why they hate America so much, because that's what America's all about. Telling tyrants like you to get lost.
That's right. What we're supposed to do.
And you know what? They come door to door to take your guns and force you to have medical procedures. They don't want to be dealing with Americans, do they? No. They want to be dealing with nice, compliant globalist slaves that will willingly take the lethal injection, that will willingly become a slave. Not Americans. We don't deal with that. Oh, and you better believe it. They're going to be calling. The signs are already out, folks. They're calling for gun control. They're already on the Hill saying, look what happened in Texas. We got to take all the guns. They're going to do a huge push for Beto O'Rourke in Texas because of it. I can already see it. We need Beto. He'll take all the guns from Texans. They're promoting a slave planet and telling you it's for your own good.
Yep, that's it.
Of course, all their logic is fallible. None of their logic can be applied universally because it's not logic, it's propaganda. So there's a riot at the Capitol on January 6th. So what's their response? We need armed guards. We need machine gun units. We need walls. We need fencing. We need more security. But, something happens to you at your church or your school. What's the response? You need to disarm. You need less security. You get nothing. How come we don't get the same logic and protections that you get? When you feel like there's a violent threat, you get more arms, you get more security, all taxpayer funded. Something happened at your school? Sorry, we're disarming the whole state now. Democrat, liberal logic. Man shot and killed abroad New York City subway in unprovoked attack. Must have been some of that white supremacy. Nope, it was not. It was a non-white shooting a white. And so they had this story on the New York Times yesterday. This should just infuriate you. These people, liberals, these people, man, these people. The right's violence problem. That's the New York Times headline. The right's violence problem. And of course they say, look, it's the Buffalo killer. He was a conservative. He was a Republican. When he wasn't, he was a known leftist. He said in his own paper he was a leftist. He said he hated Fox News. So he says, I'm a leftist eco-fascist and I hate Fox News. And the New York Times says, look, he's a mainstream Republican. And then they say the right's violence problem? Really? What happened in Ferguson? What happened in Charlotte? What happened in Chicago? What happened in Kenosha? What happened in the summer of 2020? What's happening now? The liberal summer of rage. Look at every Democrat-run city in America. Go look at the top 10 most violent cities in America, all run by Democrats. Top 20, all run by Democrats, except one. We have to go into the top 20 to find one run by an independent, not even a Republican, an independent mayor. No, Democrats have a violence problem. Democrats are the largest hate group and terrorist group in America. And every city run by Democrats is filled with violent crime. But they never cover it in their cities because that's par for the course. 300 shot dead in Chicago. 300 shot dead in New York every calendar year. 300 shot dead in LA every calendar year. That's par for the course. That's a Democrat city. We know people are going to be dying in Democrat cities. That's par for the course. But the right has a violence problem, even though one in 10,000 conservative rallies got violent. One in 10,000, January 6th. One in 10,000, provocateured by the left. Every leftist, every single liberal Democrat leftist event gets violent. Even the ones that are small during the day. I go to them, they assault me. They threaten me. They pull guns out. No, the left... The left doesn't have a violence problem. The left is violence. They need to subjugate you. And they rig elections, folks, in more ways than one. Wall Street Journal, who rigged the sentence? Excuse me, butchering my own. I can't even read now. I'm just seeing red because these Democrats hate us so much, and I'm sick and tired of dealing with them. I just know all the lies I'm going to have to deal with coming out of their mouths in the next 24 hours. Who rigged the census? Wall Street Journal. Undercounts may have cost Florida and Texas another House seat. Remember how Democrats accused the Trump administration of trying to rig the 2020 census? Now a Census Bureau study reveals that Republican-leaning states may have been hurt by mistaken undercounts. Yeah, Florida and Texas, here's what they found. Florida and Texas were both supposed to get another vote in the Electoral College, but instead they were given to Vermont and Minnesota. So two red votes went blue, and then New York kept one that they weren't supposed to have. So Democrats rigged the sentence to rig an election. That's what they do. The Democrats, they cheat, lie, and steal, and they're violent.
Free out of it. It's unbelievable. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. clips from yesterday and today of the New World Order's coming out party. The final countdown's over. They are openly announcing hell on earth. The, quote, painful transition into the post-industrial world. The end of the family as you know it. Forcing massive populations into re-education camps. It is all being announced. War, famine, collapsing borders, devalued currencies, pedophilia openly being purported and sold by the system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on. And what's incredible is, I'm not even angry at these monsters. They are what they are. They're evil. It is our governors, our legislatures, and the supposed good members of Congress and other leaders around the world who are not like Orban or Bolsonaro, who state clearly this is a fascist corporate world government using communist tactics on the ground. We should have press conferences with Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and Senator Cotton and Senator Cruz and others. But no, it's only MTG talking about it. And that's because the Republicans aren't controlled at that level, that faction that is good. But they know if you call out the Bilderberg group, the Davos group, and actually fight it, they will kill you at this level. People don't like being destroyed, and I get it, but we're all going to be destroyed if we don't have some damn courage. And I can say it, by example, I've had courage, my audience has had courage, but you know, it's because we can look a few steps ahead and realize total enslavement and collapse and death follows, so really it isn't courage, it's understanding that you're cornered in an alley, and a dude pulls a knife out, and it just feels better to take it away from them and break their arm and smash their head in the concrete. And that's what I've done. Because I just couldn't give them my wallet and I couldn't get on my knees. And I did enjoy bashing that guy's brains out. He deserved to be put in a coma. Now, I'm not calling for violence right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling for political savagery with the truth. And attacking these people for what they are. Instead, they're normalizing, you will own nothing, you will have nothing. Your days are over, no free will. I have all the clips, all the statements. It is unbelievable. And 5 minutes before I went on, I told the crew, let's see what the latest videos these monsters have put out from today's meeting that's now wrapping up, because they're 8 hours ahead of Texas time, 7 hours ahead of New York time. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Well, they meet in Geneva. We stopped it and paused it when he was being introduced. So he's speaking right now, but we have it paused. Bill Gates. And when we come back, we'll go to the start of his little stinking speech about how do you stop the next pandemic? You give him total control over your body. So that is coming up, and we have got so many incredible clips. If you want to find them, most of them, that most of them are in one article on InfoWars.com that's titled Videos. Davos elites warn, quote, painful global transition should not be resisted by nation states. And they go on to say they're going to censor you, they're going to shut you up, and they went on to say that the UN and the WEF is taking over all the major cities in the U.S. directly with big tech. This is the takeover. So the final countdown's over. The New World Order is launch, 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 launch publicly in late May 2022. Fighting hard, believing in humanity, and moving forward only because of your support and prayer. We are the InfoWar. Join the main transmission in T-minus 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen,
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Of Texas from the embattled InfoWars studios. When you have live coverage coming up with Savannah Hernandez and others from Geneva, Switzerland, where the World Economic Forum is in complete command of the UN and the World Government Biomedical Takeover Treaty. If you thought they'd come out of the closet in the last few years about world government and about what that world government's going to do to you and your family and your business and your life and your freedom and your mobility and your body, your genetics, your very blood, your cells, your DNA, you ain't seen nothing. All the crazy clips the last few years of you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, world government, your free will's gone, there's too many of you, we're going to get rid of you, we're going to get rid of the industrialized world. In the last 24 hours, yesterday and today, they just finished up most of their speeches. Bill Gates is the keynote speaker today, speaking as we speak. Got a live feed of that we'll go to in a moment. If you thought everything they'd done previous was out in the open, this is incredible. We're going to track everything you buy, sell, and do. We're going to put a carbon tax to the vaccine passport. Everything we told you years ago was coming, because their plans were there, but not being executed. We're going to get rid of all your free speech. We're going to forcibly inject you and your family. Humans will be obsolete. Robots are taking over. What do we do with all the extra people? I mean, this is a nightmare. And it's all being announced right now. And then as soon as Davos speaks, we see all the other puppet leaders from the U.S. to the U.K. to Germany to Australia to even Japan parroting. Like parrots. This is a painful transition. We're jacking up the gas prices so that you won't use cars anymore. We're cutting off the coal power plants because you use too much energy. Well, they fly around in private jets. It is just unbelievable. Now, there's a very important article that has 10 of these clips. I've got more than 20 here, but 10 of them are in one spot. We're going to be going over them this hour. The article's titled Videos. I have it linked in the live show feed at Infowars.com. Videos, Davos elites, I would say Davos crime syndicate, warn painful global transition should not be resisted by nation states. We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And they literally announced computers will control that they program every facet of your life. We have more clips where they say you're obsolete, more clips where they say that they're going to be taking over all of our lives. I mean, that they're going to sexualize children. They praise Disney for now shows targeting 2 to 5 year olds, teaching them how to be LGBT, PQ, whatever. I mean, this is the end of humanity if these people get away with it. And you ask, why are they suddenly emerging? Well, they've got their big tech system in place and the corporate media and paramilitary governments and ministries of truth being put in all around the world that are saying they're going to arrest people, just like in communist China, who criticize the regime. You've already seen it in Germany and France and in Australia and New Zealand, where they come to people's houses that said they thought the lockdowns were wrong and arrest mothers pulling children out of their hands. I mean, this is incredible. And special units that say WEF with MP5 German Heckler and Koch submachine guns coming up and detaining reporters and saying, do not film us. We do not let you film us. We take you to jail. Stomping and pissing on the press. Oh, and the Davos group agrees with the UN. They want your guns while they have all the taxpayer paid for security. This is tyranny. Every facet, every checkbox, every level that you would expect in an absolutely evil takeover. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to the clip here. Economic pain from energy transition is worth it. And then when the hours of this being said, Biden got his new script. I'm saying the same thing. It's all on purpose. It's not Biden doing it. Here's all these headlines. Poll, Axios. Americans pessimistic on Biden economy. It's not the Biden economy. It's the great reset, build back better economy that you've heard every Democrat politician every one of them pledge allegiance to in the last 2 years. They pledge allegiance to it, and now phase two, the monkeypox and economic collapse and starvation is here exactly as we told you they would do 27 months ago. Because we have their blueprints, we have their battle plans. And that's my frustration is, where are the governors? Where are the legislatures? Where are the supposed good members of Congress, Senate and House members? Where are the federal courts? They're not dumb. They know that all of this is going on. They know all of this is happening. They know all of this is unfolding. So, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to help you. The Republican leadership or loyal opposition. And so we're going to have to engage in civil disobedience at every level and not comply with this. But what do you do when they're cutting off the industrialized world, the fertilizer, the fuel oil, the natural gas, the crude oil, the gasoline, cutting off thousands of pipelines, killing all the drilling leases? We are under attack. And if Americans are too dumb and too selfish to care that Bill Gates openly cooked the virus up at Wuhan, they cooked up the new virus, it's all on record, then the general public deserves what happens to them. But the reason I'm going to keep fighting is the children do not deserve what's happening to them.
They don't deserve this at all.
And those of us that have been fighting this evil for decades, we don't deserve what's happening. So we're going to have to get out there and legally and lawfully, but very aggressively, get in everybody's faces and explain to them that this is going to get progressively worse and is a slippery slope we're already on, racing down into absolute worldwide collapse, so they can bring in their technocracy, total control grid, and they admit all of that. So when we come back, we're going to get to all of these clips. The first one, let's just get to it now. The DNB ASA CEO says the pain from energy transition is a small and medium businesses, but it's worth it. Oh, shutting down their competition, shutting down the non-essential, vertically integrating. During the last 2.5 years of tyranny, the globalists doubled and in some cases tripled their money across the board while we were destroyed. While we go bankrupt, while the supply chain annihilates all the small and medium-sized companies, this is a savage corporate fascist takeover, encapsulated in leftist, sicky, sweet garbage. Here's the clip.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures, and maybe we need to start talking about that, that pain is actually worth it, because if we don't, there's no business case, there's no economy, there's no welfare. But so far, I think we have been a little bit careful actually talking about the pain in the short term that is likely to come from this very important change.
Yeah, just put these handcuffs on and get in the car, lady, and I'm going to take you in the van out of the woods and torture you to death. Of course, they don't tell you that. Once you get the chains on, it gets worse, not better. So they all get double and triple the money. They fly around in giant private jets and live on huge mansions. They all vertically integrate the society, run this whole scam, and then tell you it's for your own good. Decades, we fought the hell out of it, but it's here. So wake people up and get ready and say, no, you're not going to starve us to death. Unbelievable. I'm just getting massive chills right now. It's hard not to get incredibly excited as they bring me transcripts and mainstream news articles of what's coming out of the mouths of these people. They got their main events, their breakaway groups. A 50-person news team couldn't keep track of all the criminal stuff coming out of their mouths. But look at this one. And we got the video and the transcripts. World Health Organization is officially recommending, via World Economic Forum control, every country adopt lockdowns, an abrupt change to policy. So they said, oh, we didn't know lockdowns would starve 40 million people to death. We didn't know it would only hurt small businesses and hurt little people. And now they're back again demanding and making parts of the treaty public that, oh, you know, we're going to lock your ass up because it's a prison planet. Hence the site we had for decades that redirects to InfoWars, prisonplanet.com. Unbelievable, but not unbelievable. Unbelievable that there isn't a damn thing coming out of Congress. The best thing we got's DeSantis, and he isn't doing 30% of what he needs to. He's out saying they won't support the treaty, and they won't support the lockdowns. Good. Now he needs to lead people on the offense. He needs to run for president like Bolsonaro did on stopping this. And where is Trump? He's busy defending himself, saying, I told you I wasn't a Russian agent. See, I want Hillary punished, as if that'll ever happen. They really know how to distract him like a bull with a red cape. Here, Trump. Here, Trump. Here, Trump. Trump's too busy talking about how Biden's an idiot shutting down the U.S. economy. He's an idiot, but he's a puppet. He's executing the new world order. And instead of InfoWars being vindicated, it'd be like if I was an astronomer with a radio telescope and I said, we've decoded a transmission from Alpha Centauris. It's an alien transmission. We've decoded it from ancient Sanskrit. It appears they've been here before and they've destroyed most human race before. This is hypothetical. And they are on their way back. They will be here within 17 years if we look at these light year calculations correctly. And you warn people and you warn people, and now the aliens just pulled up right on time and are blowing up the cities. At least humans would organize and fight that. No, the globalists are just going to cut off all the fuel to the cities. And they say humans are obsolete, and they say they're going to merge the machines, and they say the human era is over, and that all humans will no longer be human, that are even allowed to live by 2047. That's their official policy. So I don't know if aliens are running them, but they might as well be aliens, boys and girls. So imagine if an astronomer told you they've decoded it with mathematicians and that aliens are going to arrive. And then finally, other astronomers see the aliens coming in at 400, 500,000 miles an hour into the solar system as they slow down, and we have a few weeks warning, and we have radio telescope scans of their armadas, their weapon systems. Oh, don't worry about that. They're conspiracy theorists. And then all of a sudden, they're only a million miles out, and then they're coming into orbit. Oh, we're sure they're friendly. Start blowing the hell out of stuff. It's the same parallel of the New World Order. We told you they're coming. We told you their plan. Now they're starving everybody, collapsing everything. Here it just hurts your pocketbook for now. In the third world, you die. And those that survive flood us. So this thing is a satanic alien attack by any definition. The entire attack is to not just override our genetics, but sabotage all life on Earth. They say all non-silicon lives we got rid of, and they say they're about to merge with it. Satan is interdimensional. It's not aliens coming from Alpha Centauris or Betelgeuse or Sirius. It is interdimensional attack working through these human agents. And again, if that sounds crazy, their main futurist says humans will be gone and a new species is being created, and that they are making aliens, and that they are merging humans with animals, and that they are rolling all this out. This is the end of Earth as we know it. They're terraforming the atmosphere right now to be unlivable for most life forms. They are killing the Earth while claiming they're the guardians and saying by 2030, everything will collapse. The oceans will rise and we're all going to die and that deadly viruses are going to come out of the rainforests and kill everybody. It's going to come out of their laboratories. So I just played you the clip of them up there saying, oh, it's really going to hurt everybody. It's going to be painful. And we got to be honest that this is being done for the Earth. Inflation and collapse. No, their economic warfare to transfer money and power to themselves and double and triple their capital and shut us down and make us poor, they now advertise as a transition and good? They got a lot of nerve and they got balls the size of the frickin' planet. So what are you going to do about this, folks? Because we told you it was coming. We gave you all the documents. We told you their plan. And now we're living in it. And they've got hundreds of articles out attacking me when I pointed out that men are becoming feminine, women are becoming hyper-feminine, cancer is exploding, infertility, and one side effect is mutated and tiny genitals. And they make jokes saying, Alex Jones says he has a small penis, ha ha ha, when I showed in the report, mainstream news and science reports showing that the side effect is the deformed genitals in women and men, and they make a joke about it. Like I'm a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old and I'm going to get upset because they say, Clay, I have a small weenie. It's ridiculous.
Stupid. Really.
Absolutely insane. And they're the ones openly going after your sons, trying to convince them to sign up with the government to have their genitals removed.
Yep.
But since they're so obsessed with my genitals, I'm just obsessed with mutation. I'll let you know it's above average. I got 4 children. I've had more women than you people will ever imagine. But that is a side issue. I'm no Wilt Chamberlain. You people are out of your minds. This has nothing to do with individuals. It has to do with us all collectively being under attack. But it's a fact that generation to generation, our genitals are shriveling up. Just another sign of how we're being killed. And no one can deny it. And it's going on. And yeah, it hurts women with that. So it's good that they poisoned me. See, now I'm giving you some lines to joke around on the internet with. Let's be really serious here. This is a chemical attack. It's a biological attack. It's real. And we need to focus on it. Stay with us.
Jones.
Joking around some last segment, but the chemicals in the food and water destroying sperm counts and mutating women and men and causing massive cancer in their own reports is not a joke. It's very, 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 very serious. And my point was, imagine the left and all these newspapers and publications that saw that rant I did last week. And I showed Sky News, I showed the New York Times, I showed mainline scientific reports about girls going to puberty earlier, boys becoming feminized in utero and after, genital sizes shrinking, and not just in humans, but in other animals from the runoff, and they edit it down to make it a joke, not even caring about themselves. And the reason I point that out is that's the suicide pact that's going along with the New World Order. They're announcing post-industrial world, collapse of living standards for 99.99999% of people. They're bathing us in radiation, 5G. Our life expectancies are plunging. They're cooking up deadly viruses and releasing them, then giving us dangerous gene therapies as the answer that erases our immune system. And anyone going along with the censorship, anyone going along with this, is destroying themselves. Everything is happening at this summit. They're announcing the world taxes, the world tracking systems, the carbon taxes, the fact that you're going to have your standard of living destroyed, the fact that the third world's going to collapse, the fact that we've got to have hundreds of millions of, quote, refugees because of this transition that they are engineering. And they take out of all of that and all the proof I laid out, let's make fun of it and say Alex Jones is mad. And then make up some ridiculous story as if I'm in junior high and I'm in a care that the national news goes, oh, look, Alex Jones has a small peepee. That's the type of crap here. Just like they did with the gay frog thing, where I did a whole 10-minute report, a whole segment with video clips in Berkeley, California, and Durban, South Africa reports, and reports out of Europe about frog and toad and other amphibian species becoming near extinct or extinct because of one chemical, atrazine, in the water that turns the male frogs basically into females. The headlines of the studies are 100% feminization conversion. The one you're seeing here is out of Berkeley. That's just one prestigious, in-depth, five-year-long study they did looking at thousands of frogs. So that's real. And they go, oh, he says they're turning the frogs gay. And then the media says, well, what's wrong with gay frogs? Well, a gay frog doesn't produce more frogs, doesn't produce more tadpoles, so the species dies. And the frogs are the canary in the coal mine. And I know as an audience, you know that, but with all this going on, trending over the weekend is one of the top things was Alex Jones's penis. That's stupid. Above it, thank God, was Bill Gates' biological terrorist. That was number one. So that's good. But I expected when I did that rant last week for them to pick that up out of context and to attack me. And then now there's a big debate online everywhere about, oh, look, he's right. Genitals are shrinking. People are being sterilized. Sperm counts are plunging. Here's why. And the best-selling book, Countdown, with a top scientist laying out how this is creating the potential extinction of humanity, something the globalists are pushing, putting toxic chemicals in the environment when they have replacement chemicals that work better and are cheaper. It's being done by design. So when I got up here and I said, when they collapse the third world, the next few years of lockdowns under IMF World Bank order, it's going to cause people to engage in cannibalism. And one day that'll come here if the globalists have their plan for the Great Reset. And so I'm having to think about hauling my neighbors up with a chain and eating them. And I said before, this is an analogy of a modest proposal by Jonathan Swift. They edit all that out, and they say Jones is going to kill his neighbors. I haven't had neighbors ask me about it. Well, I heard about that. It's a joke, right? I'm like, yeah. You heard of Jonathan Swift? They were old enough, they'd read A Modest Proposal when he wrote satire saying, let's not feed the Irish. Let's just make them eat their children. So these people are unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and I purposely, ladies and gentlemen, come here and tell the truth, lay it all out, and then they spin it and lie. But always, within a month or a year or 2 years, it causes an explosion of awakening, and people care. Because if they don't care about a New York Times number one bestseller, Countdown to Extinction, documenting it, and we've covered it decades before they did. I'm not territorializing, it's just a fact. I know the book's true because I already know all that stuff. The point is, number one New York Times best-selling books, a major academic discussion, probably the number one around the world, the globalists admitting they're involved in it in some of the books written in the 1970s, like Eco Health by Obama's science czar, he was later the science czar, John P. Holdren. They said we'll add chemicals to the food chain to do this. They have done it by design, and it's one of the biggest issues of the ongoing attack, but it's not fast enough for them, and so they're moving ahead with the poison injections and the COVID-19 that does attack fertility. And yes, does attack the female and male genitals. Oh, ha, 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 your ovaries are being eaten. Why are you women complaining that it attacks your ovaries? Oh, you have small ovaries. It has nothing to do with that, but that's the junior high mentality of having your testicles and your ovaries attacked, and they make a joke about that. That is sick. Let me get back to this. I'm just completely overwhelmed right now. I mean, the mass heart attacks in sports from the injections are just even mainstream news. Unbelievable information that I saw yesterday and didn't even get to. We will today. You know, they've sicked the FBI on people peacefully protesting at school board meetings about critical race theory and drag queen pedophile time. Well, now the National Guard Union and the National School Union called for Biden to deploy the military to suppress the general public from protesting, the same left that burned down $3 billion of property. And these people are true authoritarians. They want to arrest you. They want control over your body. They want to put in your body what they want. And the Davos Group is announcing it's in control of the UN. Tedros just got signed back up for 5 more years with the WHO. We're doing a great job running the lockdowns and the bioweapon release. And now they're announcing carbon taxes and pain for you while they double and triple their money. It's just unbelievable. And Biden says it's transition now. He's doing it on purpose. That's why they're cutting off your energy. Let's go to clip 5. WEF panelists boast about individual carbon footprint tracker. And that's what's going to be added to the vaccine tracker. It's already official. That's what we told you years ago, but here they are announcing it.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
And of course, that's not true either. They already have major airlines all over the world adding carbon taxes on outside of law. And they released last year a Davos Group video saying your vaccine passport will be your carbon tracker, and it will also be your social credit score. And I've said that and shown that probably 1,000 times until listeners got sick of hearing it. Every listener's like, yeah, we heard this 50 times in the last month. Well, here it is. And they're up there like, oh, it's all psychologically laid out. Oh, we just thought of this. It's not ready yet. Don't worry about it. But that's what's coming.
Already out.
They're just normalizing it while they fly in by the hundreds of private jets paid for by taxpayer money. And that's here on the stack as well. So you get to starve to death. They get everything. More of the clips. Bill Gates has concluded his speech. We've got that. And so much more here today. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, ladies and gentlemen. You are under chemical, biological, electromagnetic, and radiological attack by psychotic demons that say that they want a post-human world. I said we want a post-New World Order world.
Get up.
Switzerland, where this public announcement of corporate world government UN takeover is being made. Global carbon taxes, global social credit scores, global vaccine passports, global lockdowns, global famine, and global inflation. And they said earlier, I played the clip, it's for your own good. And Biden says it's part of a transition, just like the head of the Energy Department said last year. But the news says, oh, we just can't get enough oil or gas. Oh, Biden wants to give you more. He's sad. Biden's running it all. No, the World Economic Forum and the corporate fascists are. And if we're under attack by something and we don't address it, well, then we're just as guilty as the people doing it. But what do the Republicans do? They make fun of Biden all day long and say how dumb he is and how he's ruining America and how he's destroying the borders and how he's devaluing the currency and how he's cutting off the food supply and cutting off the energy supply. And man, the midterms got to get here quick. You think the Republican Party's going to fix this when they're sitting by knowing good and damn well what they're doing? It makes me sad, beyond angry, that this is going on. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And remember, big tech and the censors in the system are working around the clock to suppress this broadcast and to suppress band.video with my show and the live shows and hundreds of other great contributors. Can't share band.video by name on so many platforms, but you can share the URL that takes you there that is all the same links, and that's theinfowar.tv. It was Battle Plan News for a few months. They banned that one 2 days ago. So now it is theinfowar.tv. Theinfowar.tv. And share the live link, share the articles, the videos, everything from TheInfoWar, TheInfoWar.tv. And speaking of that, let's play Klaus Schwab again yesterday announcing that through the stakeholders, that's the corporations and governmental people they control, they're taking control of the nation states, they've penetrated the nation states. And then I want to play the clip where the Australian head of their Ministry of Truth talks about how important it is to get rid of free speech. Think about that. This is their own Ministry of Truth. But first, here's Klaus Schwab.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
So the World Economic Forum, which is the Bilderberg Group, has set up thousands of satellite groups that they fund with taxpayer money through their operatives in government to set up policy. And that's also been announced by them. We've got a clip where they admit they're taking over thousands of cities worldwide, hundreds of cities and towns in the U.S. with the new Smart Green Initiative directed by the World Economic Forum and the U.N. Immunization, something Schwarzenegger, when Trump, in his first year, pulled out of the climate accords, the Paris Climate Accords, the carbon tax shutdown system, Schwarzenegger was on TV saying, what we will now do is take over the cities through the plan. And he led that initiative for 3 years worldwide to take over the cities. So this is a corporate takeover of your body, of your town, of your school, of your factory, of your farm, everything by these depopulationist megalomaniacs. Now here's the Ministry of Truth head, Julie Inham, says we need a recalibration of freedom of speech, because if something hurts somebody or is against their agenda, well, then you can't have it. She's the Australian e-safety commissioner, calls for reevaluation of free speech. So they just were calling it basically this censorship board, which is a Ministry of Truth in the U.S. And she said, the lady heading it up said, oh, we were just coordinating all the censors. Well, yeah, and who puts out what's to be censored? The globalists, the World Economic Forum. It is the mouthpiece of the global depopulationist deep state. Here she is.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
Unbelievable how they self-appoint themselves as building a better world when they ran a plan that starved 40 million people to death and they doubled and tripled their money and fly around on private jets. It's just outrageous. These are the bad people. These are the enemies. I've got so many other clips. The Bill Gates thing, he's hard to watch, but we're going over it and going to play some of that. It's all up on Infowars.com. Savannah Hernandez is there on the ground, caught them detaining reporters, Jack Posobiec, caught them threatening her on video. That